speak on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And sitting beside me is Janet Staplehurst. She's going to help me with the score. She's going to blow a whistle, and the 60 seconds is up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the delightful Yvonne Arno Theatre in the marvellous town of Guildford. And as you can hear, we have an enthusiastic theatre audience drawn from many areas of the fine county of Surrey who've come on to show their enthusiasm as we start the show with Paul Merton. Paul, the subject on the card is pulling someone's leg. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game starting now?
Pulling someone's leg is another way of saying you're gently teasing somebody. For example, the microphones weren't working particularly well when we did the sound check for this programme, but now that... And there was half a pound of mince left at the end of the day. I've always taken that as a parabel for our modern times. Indeed, if you look today at the state of the church, you can see that the Archbishop of Canterbury, when he said just before...
A terminus challenge.
Repetition.
He's like, I said ecumenical twice.
Yes.
I got him that once. Yes.
And I think his challenge is on the fact that you hesitated on your pausing. And by the way...
I hesitate at all. I'm straight in there.
That silence then. There was a repetition of the silence.
Repetition of microphone failure.
Am I to be blamed?
That's what
BBC
I was trying
no
to say.
No longer up to running a radio show.
But I should explain.
You can remember radio before it had microphones, can't you, Nicholas?
Absolutely.
You had to open the window in the studio and shout.
Clement, you had a correct challenge, and you get a point for that, of course. You have 21 seconds still available. Tell us something about pulling someone's leg starting now.
Sartorially, pulling someone's leg is absolutely essential if one trouser leg is longer than the other.
Linda, challenge.
Oh, no, but I immediately suddenly realised what a fool I was because
Why?
He repeated leg, yes. Which he's totally entitled to do.
Yes. Isn't it? Because you can repeat either subject
I
or
know,
leg.
I know.
Yeah, Linda.
Well...
what are you thinking?
I'm not going to give you excuses. There are no excuses.
But Linda,
it was just wrong.
There was a bit of a gap between his two legs.
But Linda, I don't mind that you challenged because it was lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
And let everybody know that you are here and with us in good spirit. But it was an incorrect challenge.
Oh, so... I've still got all my faculties.
Yes.
I know. And so Clement gets another point. And he has 14 seconds to continue pulling someone's leg, starting now.
The other way you could shorten pants would be simply to take them to Marks and Spencer.
Paul, challenge.
Did we not have other before? No. Repetition of other?
Never.
We had the other leg.
The other leg, yes. You had the
right
other leg.
Right leg and left leg.
definitely had other.
Yes. Clement is one of the best bluffers I know, but on that occasion, even he couldn't resist the smile, so he's given himself away. And, Paul, you have a correct challenge. You have the subject back. 8 seconds available, starting now.
The Spanish Inquisition were notorious for stretching people's legs. They'd get hold of you on the rack and they'd pull you one stretch at a time.
Clement, challenge.
Repetition of pull.
No.
Not pulling.
He pulled you one...
He said pull before.
No.
You keep out of this.
Get you on the rack and pull. I'm just going to do a quick refraction of my mind. The whole thing
is going to take this.
Exactly. We have a radio engineer in the van called Martha, who
let him have it.
Let him have it.
Yeah.
Very charitable. Very charitable.
I think he deserves it. Paul, a subject, and 1 second to go with another point, of course, for incorrect challenge. Pulling one someone's leg, starting now.
Ronnie Corbett's never been the same since.
Whoever is speaking in this game, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Paul Merton. He has a lead at the end of the round, ahead of Clement Freud. Graham Norton and Linda Smith have yet to score. But, Graham, it is your turn to begin.
Right.
And the subject we'd like you to take is My Idea of Heaven. Tell us something about it. Oh, they're eager to
know.
They must have rather strange minds.
I know.
But let us find out. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
My idea of heaven is to curl up with a good book in a giant nest made out of Gloria Hunniford's hair.